You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Is not only a way to make a living, but a way to make a life.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, you call us to faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. By the power of your Spirit, give us the will to accept your invitation to believe in him and to live in a manner worthy of the vocation to which you have called us through the good news of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. That's St. Paul talking. It sounds like deadly serious business. Actually, it is serious, but it is not deadly. It is a great way to go, a great way to be. Vocation, in this case, is not only the way to make a living, but the way to make a life. It's a whole way of looking at things, the things that really count. It's a way of looking at oneself. It's a way of looking at God. It's a whole way of life, a vocation, a calling. It's life the way it is in Jesus Christ. It's having what Paul called the unsearchable riches of Christ, the endless treasures available to people who know Jesus Christ and have accepted him as their Savior. St. Paul said it was a special joy to tell people the good news of those treasures in Christ. To explain to everyone that God is the Savior of all men and that Jesus Christ is himself a disclosure of what God has secretly planned from the very beginning. In Jesus Christ, Paul said, ordinary people like us can come fearlessly right into the presence of God, assured of his glad welcome when they come with Christ and trust in him. Don't lose heart, said Paul, to these people who had come to know Jesus Christ. At what is happening to me here in prison. I feel honored and encouraged when I think of the wisdom and scope of God's plan. I fall down on my knees and pray to the Father of all the great family of God, some of them already in heaven and some down here on earth, that out of his glorious, unlimited resources, he will give you the mighty inner strengthening of his Holy Spirit. I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts, living within you as you trust in him. Let your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love, that you may be able to feel and understand, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep, and how high his love really is, and to experience his love for yourselves, though it is so great that you will never see the end of it or fully know or understand it. So at last you will be filled up with God himself. Glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we ever dared to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. May he be given glory forever and ever through endless ages because of his master plan of salvation for the church through Jesus Christ. Now, therefore, as a prisoner of the Lord, right here in jail serving the Lord, I beg you to live and act in a way worthy of those who have been chosen for such wonderful blessings as these. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. That's vocation. It's not just a field you choose in order to make a living. It's a whole way of life to which you are chosen by God Himself for the sake of Jesus Christ and for His sake alone. It is the wish of God that you get with it and go with it. As you can see, said Paul from his own experience, it's not a dull and deadly business. It's got joy written all over it. It's taking the bitter with the sweet and enjoying it all. Vocation takes in work, and it takes in vacation, too. A person doesn't have to feel guilty to take a vacation from his work. Vacation is just as much a part of vocation as is work itself. The vocation of Christ helps people to see things in their true perspective. Work is important, but not as important as some of us have tried to make it. All important. Since work is not all important, there is a good strong point to getting away from work once in a while, just to get a bead on things as they really are. In solitude and the contemplation of the wonders of nature, or fishing in a stream, or reading a book, or watching a game, real values can turn up for someone who has a real sense of vocation, having been called by Jesus Christ to be his man or woman, his boy or girl, in the great world he has made for our enjoyment. With the vocation of Christ, people can really begin to enjoy life, seeing it as it really is. Knowing the love of Christ, St. Paul said, which really is past all understanding, you can begin to be filled with the fullness of God. I discovered for myself one day what that meant, flying in an airplane high over the Rocky Mountains in the western part of the United States. I had flown over them many times before, but never saw them in exactly this way. I was looking out the window when all of a sudden it came over me. All those snow-covered mountains, jagged and rugged, sticking out into the sky, reaching up almost as if they were trying to touch us in that airplane. What a way the great and personal God has for giving us a glimpse of His grandeur, of the joy He had in creation. I just kept looking out that window at the constantly changing scene, not just one mountain after the other, but one great panorama of the greatness of God. I guess you could say I was struck with a sense of grandeur, of the magnificence of God. The Germans have a word for awe. They call it Ehrfurcht. It's fear with a big dose of respect. It's not fear that makes you run away, but respectful fear of a great and righteous God. It drew me close to Him because I knew Jesus Christ. That's the way St. Paul felt toward God, because he knew Jesus Christ. The love of Christ, said St. Paul, makes all the difference in the world when you look at God. You see Him as He is, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. There is love mixed in with that Ehrfurcht, a feeling of awe. The love of Christ dwells in the hearts of people by faith, that we ourselves may be rooted and grounded in love. I love God, said St. Paul, because He first loved me. That's what St. John said, too. It isn't so much that we love God, but that He loved us and gave His Son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. He knows us as we are, and His Son died for us. From Him comes the vocation, and He makes the vacation a great thing, instead of a tiresome business from which you have to recover for a few weeks after you get back to work. Visitors to San Francisco on the western coast of the United States are always impressed with the Bay Bridge. It's so big that a gang of 36 men is employed full-time painting its beams. By the time they finish painting one end, it's time to go back and begin at the other end again. Day after day, week after week, year after year, they paint the same bridge. That is the way jobs seem to a lot of people, endless and routine, in a particularly deadly way. Ask any housewife. Talk to a man on the assembly line or to a typist. Talk to people earning $20,000 to $25,000 a year. And listen to them tell you about the rat race. A former president of Harvard said, 9/10 of my work as president of this university is sheer routine. It brings me no more novelty or fresh interest than the work of a carpenter or bricklayer brings to him. That's the way a lot of people look at their jobs. Faith in Christ speaks to people caught in the deadly routine of everyday life. It's the joyful kind of thing that St. Paul said it is. It's giving people a taste of the riches of God's glory, that they can be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, while Christ dwells in their hearts by faith. They themselves become rooted and grounded in love. Man, if that's the way it works, it's something our world really needs. Faith in Christ does not permit a man to devote himself so completely to his job that everything else in life, care for his family, investment of time in his children and in the community, being a full human being, can be overlooked in the mad dash for money and success. Here's where the word vocation comes in. It isn't used too much these days. And then it's often employed simply as a synonym for occupation, job, or profession. To the church, it often means some kind of church work. Only pastors or missionaries or teachers have a vocation. The word vocation needs to be rescued from that oblivion. Vocation or calling is a great biblical word. Israel was called into a covenant relationship with God. The call is to redemption, a holy life, reconciliation with God. It is that in the Old Testament, and it is that in the New Covenant as well. Reconciliation comes through the atonement of Jesus Christ. It is experienced by people who have recognized the lordship of Christ. God takes the initiative in this calling. It is His call to salvation and to service in what the New Testament often calls His kingdom. People like us respond to that call in repentance and faith. Repent and believe the good news of God. That's the call of the apostles to their world. It's the same call today. It's a call to a whole way of life, a whole new way of looking at things, to full enjoyment of the fullness of God. The call of God to you is to be a child of God. We are all the sons and daughters of God by faith in Jesus Christ, said St. Paul. It's Jesus Christ who makes the difference. In that faith, you can walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you have been called. Whether one works for a church or for a factory, the call is the same. Children of God are members of His family, expected to be worthy sons and daughters in that family. Common labor is not degraded in that family, and vacation is not an escape from vocation. It is all a part of the same thing. Honest work goes very well with honest enjoyment of the gifts of God in the great world He has made. Work and worship are not things apart. They go very well together. Work is necessary, and so is worship. Work and worship are part and parcel of vocation. Daily work, whatever it may be, is as much a calling, a vocation from God, as preaching in a pulpit. God's purpose for His people reaches to the level of their daily work. Vocation is rooted in the nature of God, as you see it in Jesus Christ. God loves. It's hard to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height of His love, which passes knowledge. But there it is, in Jesus Christ. Knowing Him, you begin to get the whole fullness of God. He's able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power by which He works in people who have faith in Jesus Christ. Whom He judges, He redeems. That's God in Jesus Christ. Walk worthy of the vocation with which He calls. I must say that the vocation of God makes the world look different. It doesn't make the world look better than it really is. It doesn't give anybody a set of rosy-colored glasses. It just makes success in this world of ours look different. You don't have to become the president of the corporation to be a success. Not with the vocation of God inspiring your attitudes and actions. For some, I know that may sound like heresy, but there it is. Being God's man or woman right where you are, ambition gets a new goal. Judging things not so much by what they do to boost you, but by what they can do to help others. Seeing a job as a channel by which the love of God can reach out through you to other people. Actually, it's the kind of thing our world is looking for, but doesn't know how to find. It is in Christ. That's the way the love of Christ works. And that's what our world needs. I'm a prisoner, said St. Paul. I am in jail. From this experience, I say to you, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Try always to be led along by the Holy Spirit, and so be at peace with one another. Use the abilities God gives you, being filled full with Christ. Don't be like children, be men. Become more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Be a healthy member of that body, so that the whole body will be healthy and growing and full of love. That's vocation. It comes from God. It's being a man in the most manly way, and a woman in the most womanly way. It is taking work as a gift and vacation without regret. It is taking time always for the worship of God, after whom the whole family is named, whether in heaven or in earth. It is taking the hand of God, whether you are at work or walking in the woods. He calls to you, my friend. Listen and follow his vocation. Walk worthy of that vocation. Amen.